Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
In the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Whether you're a believer or a non-believer, you gotta admit, Santa seems like a cool guy. I mean, I always had problems with him keeping a list about kids.
Yeah, sure.
That was weird. Always was weird. And why are you checking the list so many times?
Whether you naughty or nice, you
why somebody got to sit on your lap? I can't just holler at you real quick. I got somebody, kid got a, you got a list of kids, and the kids got to sit on your lap.
Yo, it's kind of crazy. I mean, in 2020, people would be talking a lot and questioning. Yo, Santa's problematic.
You know?
Man, you know, there's and some then, problematic
And
things.
Then after that, all of that goes down, and you want to break into people's homes?
Right.
I thought this started with you like
and take all
like
the
it.
Credit.
You
know well, saying? No, I'm just pointing out the problematic pieces of Santa.
Right.
But I think he means well.
And as you said, the basis of white supremacy somewhere snuck inside there.
Yeah, and then, yeah, yeah. The white supremacy thing is all woven in there and all that. Anyway. Mm-hmm. I say all of that to say how you feel about Christmas, how you feel about the holiday season. We all participate, though. You may not, quote-unquote, celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to this realization for myself a while ago, right? Like, obviously, now I'm a parent, so, you know, I'm doing more because I want Issa to have that stuff. And my lady loves it, so I'm in. But if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be. But I still do like a Christmas song, so I participate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I participate. I'm on the radio. Because I'm talking about the holidays. I'm participating.
I don't understand what we're talking about.
No, I'm just saying, before we started this, Shawnee was saying he doesn't participate.
Yeah, I don't celebrate Christmas. Right?
You don't celebrate, but you participate.
And I did grow up, you know, with Christmas, but once I converted Rasta and started moving in them ways, I kind of got rid of all of those more, those holidays, the Halloween, Christmas, and stuff like that. But I will give the energy to each his own. I don't disrespect it. And I move with season's greetings. Because, you know, the day after Christmas is Kwanzaa anyway. Is it? So season's greetings. So
we participate.
But you participate in different ways.
We don't quell the energy. We don't hate on the energy.
I hear a slight quell. I'm hearing a quell. I'll be honest, Ebro. I'm hearing the difference between you and Shawnee. I'm hearing a difference.
I also hear a quell from Shawnee's side. Although I feel like he participates, though.
How's what we, what, huh?
He participates or quells, I can't tell.
Me neither, but all right, Shawnee, do you give your son your kids presents for Christmas?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've stopped celebrating Christmas since I was like 17, 18. I got three kids.
So they get
no gifts.
So no gifts in this whole next 2 weeks, nobody gets a gift?
Not my son, the only one who's born December 11th, just got one on Friday.
That's
it. Not, yeah, I don't celebate those holidays.
That's guys, I'm going to go ahead and say it's a quell.
That's calling it a quell. That's a definite
big quell.
That's a squash.
What you mean?
That's a stump.
Yo, nah, that's we, really, I don't. That's really,
well, what about, hold on. Let's not make it about gifts. Is there a, around Christmas on the 24th or 25th, is there any sort of celebratory dinner? Is there a decoration? Is there any,
there's
is there watching
not
holiday movies?
Not on purpose, not in specifically a holiday movie. We're not, if it's on, yeah, we're gonna watch it, Home Alone, whatever. Whatever is on, like, this is what's on the box and is fed to us. You can't avoid the lights on different houses. But to me, the way I move with these holidays is the same way I would move with Yom Kippur.
Wow.
So I recognize it. I see it's there, but it's not my holiday.
Mm. So salute to whoever celebrates it. Do you celebrate the winter solstice?
December 21st? Nah.
You don't celebrate any of the astrology?
Nah. I know this is December 21st.
The rebirth
something.
Of the sun.
Nah. I don't.
Because you know, that's Rastas, the other piece of it is people get so people have gotten inundated with the materialism and the marketing of Christmas that they forget the origins of understanding the placement of the sun, whether you believe in the sun or the sun in the sky, and the rebirth of the sun into, you know, a new year.
Right. I have another question.
But you know, there was a the origin was a event called Saturnalia, where there was a bunch of wickedness going on December 25th.
So wait,
that was the origin where there was wickedness going on. And I'm not trying to put no whatever, but I'm just giving you some backstory
on
it. And then wait, let me just finish this point.
Yeah, I'll let you go.
In order to try to get away from that wickedness, the people who believed in Christ wanted to have a Christ Mass, as you spoke before.
Mm.
And that's why it was celebrated on the 25th. Not that it was his birthday, more so to celebrate his birth on a day that was wickedness and to try to overpower
the
wickedness. Yes, and then they threw in Santa Claus issues and then they threw in trees.
Whether it was Saturnalia, Christ Mass, Christmas, whatever, it is the solstice. It is the days are very short.
On December 21st.
The days are very short, very short. The shortest days of the year.
You'll never see a day shorter.
And lots of darkness. There's lots of darkness. There's more darkness than there is light on these upcoming days. And when it's dark, that's when the wickedness takes place.
That's when it goes
down. Because the days are dark and the days are cold and the cold and the dark.
Cass, what was you saying?
I have one more question for Shawnee.
Yeah.
So do you come to work on Christmas?
Nah, look, anything that's a legal holiday, I'm out of here. What are you talking about?
Well, that's why.
Is you crazy? Same thing with Yom Kippur. That's what I'm saying. Whatever you
want. Oh, we don't got to work? I'm not there.
Yeah, if I can get a day off and get bread still, thank you. Merry Christmas.
You celebrate a day. There we go.
That's why I said he'll participate.
I found the participation.
You got it.
Now, last thing, Shawnee, do your kids... Do all their moms celebrate Christmas, and so do you just say, hey, you can do that with your mom, don't worry, and they know dad doesn't do it?
Yeah. Well, for the inside baseball, for those who don't, I got three kids, I got three mothers, right? So all three of their mothers, my oldest son, Jaja, his mother's Muslim, so she doesn't celebrate it.
Damn, he's 0-2, okay.
my daughter, her mom's is on my page, so she don't celebrate it either.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And my last son, Asaya, she's Indian. She grew up Hindu. She's confused. You know what
but
I'm saying?
But they do some sort of thing. Like, but yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, but she grew up in Toronto with a bunch of Caribbean people and Parangan and all this other stuff. So, you know, who knows? You know what I'm saying?
In other words, there's not a whole lot of Christmas going on regardless.
Nah, they like the lights,
got
though.
It. Okay.
The lights are amazing, man. I'm going to keep it a buck. The lights are amazing, the tree's amazing, and I like the music.
Hey, bro, you love Christmas.
And
you love Christmas.
I like Kwanzaa, too.
Man, not like you like Christmas. You're not keeping it a buck. Nah, you ain't keeping it. You don't like Hanukkah or Kwanzaa as much as you like Christmas.
Hanukkah's whack. The story's cool, and the menorah's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool.
Kwanzaa's, I like Kwanzaa, but Christmas got, yo, Christmas, Christmas, man.
Yo, that Christmas.
Yo, Christmas.
Yo, that Christmas.
Don't play around. And then the music.
The music?
Music. Hold on.
Yo, the music on Christmas?
Music is a vibe.
Come on, man.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. We're hanging out a little bit this week.
I love the holiday season, guys. It's I know some people are like, it's a little cheesy, is this and that. I'm not a Grinch. I love it.
Laura, did you hear my top five list of Christmas songs? Did you see it?
I did.
What did you think? Did you approve?
I liked it. Yeah, I thought they were all pretty mage joints that you chose. I was into it.
I mean, listen, you got to go with the hits. I went with Ebro. My number five was the cultural classic that you really put me onto the importance of it. This Christmas, Donny Hathaway.
Donny Hathaway.
Then number four, I had Christmas and Hollis Run DMC.
Let's go.
Shout to Christmas Rap and Curtis Blow. That was the setup, but we all know that the hip hop joint is Christmas and Hollis.
That's right.
Christmas and Hollis.
It better shelf life, Christmas and Hollis.
Oh, I mean, it's a classic. It became a standard. Number three, I mean, it's hard to believe this was an original song that didn't just always exist. Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano.
Jose Feliciano, the G.
That is right there, a Christmas classic. Now, are these ranked in order of your faves, or are this just
a rando list? It's a mix. The list is a mix of faves and biggest to me.
Okay, okay.
Number two, you wouldn't think of immediately, but when I heard it, I'm like, oh, that to me is the most Christmassy of Christmas, and that is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
Now, I didn't even know who this lady was. I knew, obviously, we know the song.
Woo, you hear that?
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Yo, that literally sounds like what the holiday is.
Where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
See, yeah, she lost me with pumpkin pie. Sweet potato pie, God. Lady. You know the drill.
This. She was 19 years old when she made that joint.
Wow.
And then number one, I'm sorry, guys. I mean, it just became, I couldn't believe when we found out. I never knew it was original. I assumed it was a cover. But no, in 1994, a fresh-faced young Mariah Carey wrote All I Want for Christmas That's Is right. You. And to me, it's the biggest ever now.
We're still playing Christmas music. Christmas is over, Rosenberg. And you still want to... Yo, this year, we really talked a lot about Christmas music on the show.
Well, I'm glad, too, because it's amazing. And guess what? The only problem with Christmas is that they say it's over on the 25th. You know the season really rocks through New Year's.
True. True.
Tree's up till... Listen, when you were young, Laura, when did the tree come down?
Oh, my God. Sometimes in February. I was like, all right, Mom, you got to get rid of this tree.
No way. A February?
Listen, she puts so much, okay, so much attention to detail on this tree. She loved this tree so much, it was very hard for her to let go. It was a thing in our house. So we were like, all right, Mom, it's time to get this tree out of here. We're not having a Valentine's tree.
A Valentine's tree.
I like, let's go. But
yo,
yeah.
Around my way, my mom was second week of January at the latest.
She was like, that joint was out.
And not only that, but you play around that joint, get dry and catch on fire on your ass.
True. Well, you got to be careful with that.
Because I'm from old where those tree lights used to get a little warm. You know what I'm saying? Those tree lights used to get hot.
And you got to make sure the
tree
has water.
Don't catch on fire, son.
True. Be careful, guys.
Yo, man, that's right. Pay attention to your trees. Happy holidays.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Wishing y'all a happy holiday. It's Ebro in the morning. Now, Rosenberg, you're better at this than I am.
Sure I am.
Holiday tipping. Yeah. What do the doormen get? How do you bust it down and figure that out?
So in my current apartment that has a lot of people working, a lot.
Okay.
And by the way, and sidebar, shout to all the guys working in buildings that listen to our show, because we know we got a lot of listeners of guys that are doormen. They work in buildings, maintenance, all of that. We love y'all.
And girls.
And girls, yes. My
yeah,
bad.
Everybody.
Yes, my bad.
So my building sends out a letter where they say, here's the amount we recommend from each apartment.
Ooh, okay.
Oh,
so they
really?
Tell you, I think the expectation for each apartment is $450 that okay. they put into a fund. So you take, there's like 600 apartments in this building. So
that's caking up.
So you take that money, all that money, and then they evenly distribute it among all the staff. Now, this God. Year, though, I think I'm going to throw in some extra.
Right, because and this is the thing. If you're out there tipping this holiday, think of the mail, the U.S. Postal Service, extra packages, extra boxes, fams, because everybody was stuck, so everybody's been doing the mailing thing. Also, they've been putting their lives on the line. Lives have been on the line, bro.
That's the thing. Same thing with the garage. You know, all the people you tip, mailman this year, you got to lace up.
So, Rosenberg, what would you say for people who can't afford the monetary side? Like, they're not, you know, they had a rough year this year.
You got to give people baked goods.
Just something, right?
You got to give everyone a nice tin of cookies wrapped up with a bow, some coquito.
Yep.
You know,
just recognize them. Let them know that they're loved.
Yeah, I think. But, well, Laura, let me be real though. That love has to be more than a card saying you're loved. Okay.
Absolutely.
There's got to be something.
I'm with you. You got to give.
Got to be something.
Something to say you are appreciated.
That's right.
You are like appreciated.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. It's Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles, and Rosenberg. Now, y'all
Jewy Claus
is in the building. You know, whether you, no matter what you celebrate, you know, today's a day. Everybody's chilling at the crib. Maybe you just opened up some gifts. Maybe you're still up from last night.
And maybe everybody is just you.
Maybe everybody is you by yourself. Whatever it is, we're sending you love and light, man, from the family on this side. Ebro in the morning, yeah. Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, you know?
That's right, man. Doesn't matter who you're with. You know, we're sending you a lot of love. So,
that's
Jimmy
right.
Claus, what's up with you? What are you doing this holiday?
Well, you know what I do on Christmas, guys, and this year's the best year to do it. You're stuck in the house. All I do, throw on some little Christmas music, maybe have a little coquito during the day, maybe a little eggnog, whatever your preference. I watch some movies, and I order for dinner some delicious Chinese food, baby. That's it. The question is, what is my Chinese food of choice these days? So it's a little bit special.
You going
it's a
in on
pricey.
Some General Tso's today?
No, they got the General.
You, I said, are you going in on the General Tso today?
I love the General, but they have this lemon chicken, and the one we've been really rocking with these days is the three nut chicken.
Whoa.
That sounds like the biggest pause.
It's chicken, it's cashew, walnut, and a third, and peanuts. Peanut, walnut, cashew, and they don't hold back on any of them. It's so anyways, as you can tell, Ebro, you know the vibes. It's Chinese food today.
Yo, listen, and also to everybody else. So me and a lady, we crafted a homemade vegan mac. So my mac and cheese game is legendary around my family way, you know. But this year, you know, my lady's more vegan than I am, and it makes me feel better. So we got the creamy oat milk.
Ooh, creamy oat milk.
The vegan cheeses, three cheeses, melted up real nice and created like a cheese sauce.
Okay. Mm,
cheese adjacent sauce.
The vegan noodles, right?
Okay.
And then we put in there this plant-based thing they got called Just Egg, which it looks like basically egg yolk. You put that in there and mix it with the noodles with the vegan butter, and then we poured the cheese sauce in. And then we put on top of there Ritz crackers on the top. And put that in the oven. And it's a three cheese with a peppery jack with a peppery noodle, three cheese vegan mac.
So does it taste like cardboard?
No, what do you mean cardboard? Why would you?
Laura, why are you coming for the vegans, yo?
Yo, why would you do that?
I'm just kidding.
Yo, Laura took a shot.
Yo, Ebro, that was a super shot.
The thing is, Ebro, that I've tried your famous original OG mac and cheese. So I've experienced that experience.
Exactly. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll say a lot of things about Ebro. And actually, back in the day, I'm sure, I can almost guarantee Ebro was a trash boyfriend. And I don't mean like in a cheating way. I just mean it being annoying, difficult, probably not as supportive
well,
as
he needed
to be.
In. I wasn't tuned in.
He wasn't tuned in. But this dude, yo, he goes so hard for his girl, he'll really try to tell you the vegan's better than the original.
Nah.
He believes it.
I won't go that far. I won't go that far.
Yo, you are a vegan boyfriend, and you own it, and you are about it, and I respect it.
But it's helping me. It's helping me. It's helping me. It makes me feel better.
Dead.
I'm not in a food coma in the middle of the floor.
Nah, I'm sure. And you found things you like, and it so happens that your girl's an amazing vegan cook, which helps.
Body
big
in the
time.
Because
if you were by yourself, who knows? But I'm also here for Laura's slander. Does it taste the same? We don't know.
We don't know. Listen. Also,
yo, where's the turducken at, son?
Yo, see, I tried to order the turducken, but it came with swine in it. I couldn't find a way to get the turducken without this swine, you know, because it's the chicken. Well, it's a game hen shoved inside a duck, shoved inside a turkey.
Gross.
And then, no, Laura, it looks incredible, son.
It sounds wild, and I don't like it.
Nah, you sound like my lady. Yo, my lady was like, something about this is wrong, and it's foul.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you're telling me your vegan girlfriend wasn't excited about the possibility of three animals being stuffed into one another?
Oh, don't say it like that, Rose.
That's what it is.
Oh, gosh.
That's what it is. But anyway, I couldn't order. I was looking for one. They didn't make it without some sort of sausage. Everything had sausage and swine. I don't F with that. So I couldn't get it, man. So anyway, I remixed and I went and bought a fish. And so I baked some fish to go along with our meal for the day.
Ooh.
So we got some, you know, like a vegan mac for the lady. You know what I'm saying? Me and her mom get this fish going with Issa. You know what I mean? And then, you know, we got some vegan cupcakes and some other vegan ice cream assortments. And then greens. Yo, my lady's greens is slapping.
Ooh.
Slap.
Fire.
Fire. What? Crazy. So it's a good situation over here on this day today. So we say Merry Christmas to everybody. From Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, eat up, sleep up, stay safe, and stay in love with life, man. Stay in love with life.
Beautiful.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.